Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
No, that's the primary objective, I think. And I think that I think winning's important. You know, we can't control where we are today. But I think one thing I want our fans to know that if they think we're distracted by this and not focused on baseball, that's not the case. I mean, I get up every morning really thinking about how we play, how we can get better. And that's what JJ and I and his team are working on every day. And he's working very hard at trying to improve the roster. But no, I think winning's extremely important. This will be an interesting year for us in that, you know, I think we have, this is just my opinion, you should probably should talk to the experts on this, but I think we have the young core of a lineup that has the potential to be the next championship caliber team. We got some work to do on the pitching side. You guys have probably talked to Q, but you see we're kind of accumulating pitching right now. He feels like you're going to need a lot of them on the 40-man. If you got 22 pitchers, that's probably not going to be enough over the course of 162. He certainly knows that pitching is the key to us being successful because it keeps you in games. Pitching and defense, you know, you'll hear JJ say that, but our defense didn't stand up to the standards of what we expect as well, especially in the infield. And we have a new infield coach. We have a dedicated focus on improving there as well. And there's some new ideas with, again, I think you should talk to Q and Brian Sweeney and that group, but there's some new ideas about how to make sure we're pounding the zone and reducing our walk rates. You know, it's interesting. If you look at the Indians, or the Guardians, and again, you know, when I talk about the Guardians in Tampa, I said this last night, we don't want to be Tampa or Cleveland. We want to learn from others and people that have proven and built them. But we want to figure out what's Kansas City Royals baseball. We want to build a team where people say we need to deal with the Royals. Like I think happened in 2014, 2015, right? The back end shut down bullpen. But there's some interesting things. If you look at Cleveland, you know, they tend to draft well people that can command the baseball and then they help them with their velocity. If you look at Tampa, they tend to take guys that are out of the zone and they find ways to, I think Tyler Glasnow was not a strike thrower, was he with Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
He wasn't, but he came over to Tampa and they got him in the zone, a totally different pitcher. So those are the kind of things, and I love the way Q thinks about it, right? We got 27 outs, the other guys get 27 outs. Don't give them any more than that. Keep them to 20, don't make the kind of mistakes where you really have to get more than 27 outs. Minimize their opportunities and find ways to maximize yours and find a way with that thin margin in Major League Baseball to win more games.
John, you talked about wanting to be in Kansas City baseball and sort of find your own niche. Yeah. Now that you've had some time to see the roster come to fruition and to get to know Q, do you have a sense of what you want the identity
this
of
year's
this team to be of this year's team? Yeah.
Well, I think it's up to them. And, you know, I think it depends on the players, but I think we have good team speed, which I think, believe it or not, the smaller bases should help us a little bit. It doesn't sound like much, but the data in the minor leagues, success rate in stolen bases is 85%, up from 75%. There's more infield hits, things like that. But I think we have good team speed. We've got to play good defense in this ballpark. And then ultimately, we've got to find a way to be more consistent in our pitching.
Another thing that's not baseball, but this thing going on with Bally's and Diamond, the bankruptcy, that can be a real fear for, it's a big part of your money for payroll. Where does that stand right now?
It's at an interesting point. You're reading about it, and I would just tell you we're all over that. And I don't mean just the Royals, Major League Baseball. Got lots of people engaged. We're talking to Bally's. We're talking to their creditors. We're seeking a solution that, but we think there'll be a solution that will make sure. We want to make sure our fans. We can deal with the short-term financial turbulence, but the worst thing would be for our fans not to have access to games. It's already been a challenge with the way the cord cutters and the cord nevers developing streaming options. But long-term, I think this is going to be really good for baseball. I think ultimately we go to more of an NFL model of, you know, global media business, maybe negotiated more centrally instead of this fragmented approach that we have today. We think long-term. And then we have a great, our technology is, you know, best in class. We have an active network. We have proven the ability to do lots of simultaneous high-quality video transactions on streaming. So we have the in-house capability to do this ourselves. When I say do this ourselves, I'm not talking about the Royals.
Baseball.
I'm talking about Major League Baseball. But we'll have partners in that as well. But I don't know how that'll shake out.
Yeah. It's the blackout rules are the
You're
issue.
You're listening
right?
to
right.
With, John
the
Sherman.
Baseball package.
Right.
They've talked about changing that. I mean, I know it's very complicated.
If we had control of it, those blackout rules would go away.
Royal CEO and owner John Sherman.
Agreements that are now with, you know, they were the Fox Sports, now Bally's. We want to make it easier for people. We feel that reach is more important than revenue, because if we reach more people and they can see us, ultimately we'll get more revenue. But in the short term, reach is more important than revenue.
John, you talk about the core that you believe you got in the lineup. I think you feel comfortable throwing Brady Singer into that conversation on the mound. How would you describe your hope to lock up one multiple of that core prior to this season or during this upcoming season?
Yeah, we're talking about that. We are talking. We think that's a really important thing for a small market club to do. You know, it gives you a couple things, right? It gives you cost certainty on one hand, but it also gives you that. I'd love to know that we have some of these guys beyond the arbitration, or, you know, their arbitration years. It's becomes very valuable because you have cost certainty. Plus, you know, if you're going to lose them in 5 years, you got to think about how do you get a return on a really talented guy in their fourth or fifth year. And so we're working on that. We're going to spend a lot more time. I'm going to be down in Surprise with the front office group, and we're going to spend a lot of time on that. With you know, talking about key guys, he would be one of them.
Along those lines, how do you see payroll increasing in the next couple of years? And was there a set number that you told JJ about this offseason for payroll?
What number did I tell JJ?
Well, I just wondered if you told him a set number.
I was asking him what payroll he wants. I mean, I really.
What do you say to that?
Really, I want to know what payroll he thinks. And, you know, he's actually. He kind of feels like we need to see where we are. You know, there's lots of examples of going out and signing a star player that you haven't surrounded that person with the right supporting core, and it doesn't work, right? It's inefficient. And so I think JJ wants to see where we are, both the young guys developing at the plate, but also the pitching staff.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.